Well, folks, as we open up this week's inbox, as we always do at the end of the show, I'm very pleased to have looking me in the whites of my eyes, Mrs. Candace Waters. Hey, Candace.
Hi, Lisa. It is good to be looking you in the whites of your eyes.
It is very good. Although one of these days I'm going to have to come out and we'll have to do the show from Louisville.
Would be excellent. You come out to the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, we'll set you right up with a good microphone and we'll record.
You're going to set us up with some good men from the seminary and we'll do a show.
There are more men than women at Southern Baptist Theological Seminary.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm just saying.
That is what I'm talking about. Okay, well, we have a great question for you, and I'm going to launch into it. This is an example of one that's kind of a little different than what you normally field. So this listener says, I met a few women at a large Christian conference that had occurred over the weekend, but these women are from all over, so it's semi-long distance now, though we're in the same state. How do I maintain this friendship and build on these relationships while being careful of the conference high and miscommunication?
Lisa, I think there are three things that this man should do. The first is to pray and give thanks to God for new friends. And pray for these new friends, that the Lord would be doing in their lives what he wants to do. Because you know, you come off a conference, you're excited about what you've learned. So that's the first thing. The second is to focus on one of these new women that he's met. Don't dilute your attention, I would say to him. Don't dissipate your focus by spreading it out among three women. Pick the one that you're most interested in and focus on her. And then in your interactions with her, ask her purposeful and intentional questions that are designed to help you to determine and discern if she would be a godly wife. Okay, how do you ask those questions? I think the best way is a real letter written with a real pen. Paper, mail, physical, tangible things that create a historic record of your friendship. Should it go to something long-term, that would be great to have. Next up would be email. I think that's okay. And you can do long-form email. What I would encourage this young man to avoid is text, because I think that's the least helpful, because it creates the most immediate and artificial intimacy, or it tends to. And I think Facebook is also not that helpful because it's done then in public with lots of people watching potentially, and it can be, again, too easy to do too much too soon. Strategic phone conversations are helpful, and Skype dates, not alone, but with her parents or with her pastor. I think that could really quickly help the two of them determine if this might have potential, and it gives you some oversight so, again, you don't have this artificial intimacy. And then if things progress, a visit would be nice. The thing that I was praying about and thinking about as I planned for this question, which I do plan ahead for these questions because I need the thought time and the prayer time, was Ruth. And you know I love Ruth. I've talked a lot about Ruth on the show. But I was reading today in Ruth 2 when she talks to Boaz and says, how do you know me and why are you doing all these kind things for me? And he said to her, all that you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband has been fully told to me, and how you left your father and mother and your native land and came to a people that you did not know before. So he provided for her food and her protection, and he was for her good, and it was based on her reputation that preceded her. And so I think, men, if you meet a nice woman at this conference, one of the things you should be about is discerning her character and finding out who she is and if she would be a good person to pursue, and to do it in a way that's above reproach, that doesn't take advantage of her, that doesn't defraud her or give her false reasons for hope or set false expectations, and have integrity. Treat her the way you want to be treated. Love her as you want to be loved. And I mean that not in a romantic way, but just as a brother would love a sister in Christ, to be for her and really to want to discern who is she, and you know, what is it about her that the people who already know her well love about her?
Awesome. So you're saying you would not recommend the tweet girl in the red sweater, what up, hashtag pursuit 2014. Candace hates my answers when I weigh in. I try to give advice.
Lisa, I'm just sensing that you didn't pray about that.
She thinks it's not complete enough. Okay, I agree with you in your answer. That's awesome.
Good,
Candace,
thanks.
Thank you so much. All right, as always, we love it when Candace Waters joins us for our inbox segment. We love you, Candace.
Thanks,
don't we love
Lisa.
Candace?
Yay.
All right, folks. Well, that is it for this week's show. As always, we want to hear from you. Write to us at editor@boundless.org so we can answer your question in a future show. Make sure you're searching for past questions because the chance that we have answered it is pretty high. And also, if you want to follow the conference, those of you out there who did not come, which is tragic, you want to jump over to our website. We're going to be chronicling everything in photos after the conference. You can also order the conference sessions as well. And so look on our site for information about that. That is it for this week's show. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.